the field is a win for both the team and the community. Our Mountain Home Bombers don't shy away from a challenge. They take pride in themselves, their team, and their community. Together, everyone achieves more, and the team at Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance can't wait to cheer the Bombers on through their next great season. Go Bombers!
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
At Knox Orthopedics, they know the pain from an injury demands immediate attention. At Knox, they can fix that. Their four highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll benefit from the best in orthopedic medicine with doctors who really care about getting you back to a life that's pain-free. See them at No. 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours at Harrison, West Plains, Melbourne, and Ash Flat. Check them out at KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Back here in Cabot, we welcome you in. They've started a little bit early. Whitaker on the low block against Ellison. Good little move, steps through, and the bucket's good. 41-17 now. Mountain Home trailing. Bombers with the basketball, still facing pressure. Bickford, now to the left side, Proctor to the far side. Proctor along the baseline, hesitation move. Steps through, bucket's good, off the window. Luke Proctor's got 6 points, 41-19. Jumper from Anderson, short, rebounded back to Ellison. So it looks like they did some maintenance at halftime, and the shot clocks, it looked like, are operational, but they're not going to use them since they started the game without the shot clock. Curious to see if they use that for the girls' game. Braxton Carson on the right wing. Back to Bickford. Bickford. Screen from Dewey. Met by a double team. Bounce to Dewey. Dewey, mid-range jumper. Long. And it's tipped right to DeAndre Davis. Whitaker to the corner. Taylor Smith back to Whitaker. Whitaker loads the three up. Rebounded right to Dewey. Proctor will walk the basketball up. 6.5 left in the third period. 41-19 our score. To the corner, Bickford. Ellison along the baseline. Puts it up off the right hand to the window. Yes. Reed Ellison with the layup. Ellison and Proctor back-to-back buckets. Leads cut to 20. Anderson driving. Off the rebound. Won't go. Rebound to Dewey. Proctor with the ball, a whistle, and a foul is called. Taylor Smith reached in at the half-court stripe. Looked like Mountain Home had numbers, and they stopped the transition opportunity. Muggs Harris will step in. He'll take out Braxton Carson. McGee will throw the ball in to Proctor. Proctor across the half-court stripe. Hesitation move over to the right. Fake the handoff to Bickford. Now bounces it to Bickford. Bickford. Screen from Ellison. Tried to get it to Dewey. Ball's tipped out of bounds by Nettleton. But it'll stay with Mountain Home. Bombers down 20. Proctor with the ball. Gets a running start. Loads it up to Ellison. Lob off the glass. Good. Reed Ellison. 4 points in the quarter. Great find from Luke Proctor. And the lead's under 20. Whitaker driving against Ellison. Good. DeVaris Whitaker getting wherever he wants to on the floor. Okay, well, he's a next-level player, ladies and gentlemen. Muggs crossed the half-court stripe, passed ahead to Proctor. Down to Dewey on the right block. Up top, McGee Harris. Harris to Proctor. Proctor screen from Dewey. Proctor, couple dribbles, mid-range, floater, good! High arcing floater, and the shot falls, and it's 43-25. Proctor and Ellison both have 4 points in the third quarter. Has the floater on the other end by Turner's good. And the lead's back to 20. So both teams just trading buckets now. Bickford. Head to Ellison. Ellison down to Dewey in the mid-range. A whistle and a travel's called. And it's going to go back to Nettleton. Nettleton with the ball. Turner will walk it up across the half-court line to Whitaker. Whitaker driving inside against Dewey with the right hand. Tell you what, he's a special player. We have a whistle and a timeout is called. We'll take one with him. Bombers down 47-25. This will be a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Bomber Basketball. Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network.
The Locker Room is your hometown sporting goods store and a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers. Locally owned and operated, Locker Room specializes in team sales, award trophies, and even plaques. You want anything Bomber? Your one-stop shop is the Locker Room. Shirts, jerseys, sweats, and hats, they have it all, and you never have to wait long. Locker Room can even custom personalize anything for you. Highway 62 East, next to Pizza Hut in Mountain Home. The Locker Room, your Bomber headquarters.
Across the state of Arkansas, Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville join you in cheering on our favorite teams. We applaud that extra effort that makes our schools and activities an important part of our communities more now than ever. Working as a team to make our communities better by helping you reach your goals, that's what happens at Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, home of Me Banking. Member FDIC.
Back here in Cabot, one of the biggest high schools in the state of Arkansas. Beautiful arena here for the Cabot Christmas Classic. Mountain Home with the basketball down 47-25. Ball's bounced ahead to Proctor. Proctor to Ellison, middle of the floor, back to Bickford. On the far side of the corner, McGee Harris tees the three up. Got it! Knocks down the triple. McGee Harris, first points of the night. And a whistle and a travel's called. And Mountain Home... we'll get the ball back. Tell you what, I think shooting runs in the Harris family. Gee Harris, pretty good shooter. Dodge, pretty good shooter. And their older brother, Satch, pretty good shooter. Not how good their parents were back in the day. I'm sure Satch Harris can let us know. And a whistle and a double dribble's called. And it'll go back to Nettleton at the half-court stripe. Anderson back to Whitaker. Bombers in a zone to the corner, Anderson. Back to Turner. Bounce to the high post. Good dump down pass to Curtis Smith off the window. Good. .49-28. 3:25 left in the third period to Ellison. Ellison driving floater. Long rebounded to Nettleton. Ball's on the ground, picked up by Dewey. Good scramble for it. Bombers hustling everywhere. Proctor comes up with it, lost it. Scramble again for the loose ball. I think all 10 players have dove for the loose ball. And there's a travel called. Coach Fulcher not happy about that. Both teams diving for the ball. Now the officials are going to talk about it. Never looked like either team had enough possession to call a travel there. And a travel is good. They're going to stay with it. Agree with that call, but. Pigram will step back in for Nettleton. They'll take the basketball in front of the scorer's table. 49-28 our score. Nettleton leading. To the left side, Turner, deep three. Long rebound, tip right back to Pigram. Pigram, a whistle and an offensive foul. Drove the shoulder through Dewey. And that's the first charge drawn by Braden Dewey this evening. Proctor will throw in. 2-2-1 full court pressure by Nettleton. Proctor, ball center, now to the far sideline. Bickford, skip pass to Harris, across the half court stripe to Proctor. A whistle and a foul is called. JT Turner be his first foul. Muggs will throw in into Ellison. Proctor back to Harris between the circles.
Picks up his dribble, skips it to Bickford, far corner, three. Rattled around, Dewey got a mid on it, but right to Ellison. Kicks it back out, Muggs Harris for three. That won't go, right to Ellison. Ellison's going to tip it back in. Reed Ellison gives the Bombers 6 points in this quarter. Lead down to 19. Anderson driving, a whistle, and a blocking foul called. Dewey tried to take the charge, and one of the Raiders are down. It's Anderson. As the athletic trainer for Nettleton's going to go look over him, it looks like could be his hand, it looks like. As it's an official's timeout now. Trying to wipe up the wet spot left there. Brandon Anderson ran through Braden Dewey, but Dewey wasn't there. He's still moving his feet. So they're cleaning up this wet spot here. Two big dudes fell on the floor there. Or Nettleton and Mountain Home, as both teams are talking to their players. Again, this is an official's timeout, not a timeout called by either side. So it looks like we're ready to go again. Nettleton retains possession. Bombers rolling with the lineup of McGee Harris, Reed Ellison, Kai Bickford, Braden Dewey, Luke Proctor. Turner will throw in. Turner to Whitaker. Whitaker at the high post. Good hesitation dribble over Bickford. Good. Tell you what, he's putting on a show. He's got 19 points in the ballgame so far. And it's 51-30. Proctor. Screen from Dewey. Proctor driving. Spin move through the paint. Good. Great spin move by Luke Proctor. Him and Ellison both have 6 points in the quarter. Good crossover dribble. Dump down. Reverse layup by Pigram's good. Bombers weren't able to get the defense set. 53-32 our score. Proctor, Harris now between center of the floor. Bounce to Ellison. Ellison's going to push ahead. Bombers have numbers. Bickford loads up left wing three. Good. Kai Bickford from downtown. And it's 53-35 now. Whitaker against Ellison. Whitaker crossover dribble along the baseline. Whistle and a foul's called. Reed Ellison's going to get nabbed for the foul. It's going to be a second foul. So Tavares Whitaker will go to the free throw line. He's got 19 points so far in the ballgame. Whitaker's first one in and out. But he has two, so he'll shoot the second. Whitaker, couple bounces at the free throw line. Free throw's good. And it's 54-35. And we have a whistle and a timeout call. Timeout call by Josh Fulcher. We will take one with him. You're listening to Bomber Basketball. Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Use the smile to change your world, but don't let the world change your smile. Coleman Family Dentistry is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing the state-of-the-art clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. With locations in Mountain Home and Cotter, there's every reason to book your appointment today. Call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
Back here in Cabot, we're ready to roll here out of the timeout, and Bombers with possession. Proctor will throw in. 2-2-1 full quarter court, full court pressure. Now dumps down to three-quarter court. After the ball's inbounded, Proctor, full head of steam, driving. Crossover move, made a man fall.
Missed the layup, but it goes right back to Ellison, top of the key, to Proctor in the corner, now along the baseline. Proctor, spin move, jumper, dumped it down to Dewey, went off his hands right to Ellison, and a whistle and a foul's called. A lot of action there in that 10-second span. They're going to get Jacob Boyles with the foul, but Reed Ellison's going to go to the free throw line for a pair of shots. First free throw good. Good quarter for Reed Ellison. He's got himself 7 points. Second free throw missed right to Pigram. 54-36 our score. Bombers trailing. Ball kicked out. Ball's tipped in the air. Last touched by Mountain Home. Went off the paw of Ellison. 44.4 remaining in the third quarter. Whitaker will throw in. Whitaker against Harris into the high post. Now to Smith. Back to Whitaker. Three-pointer by Smith on the way. Long rebound to Ellison. 30 seconds left in the third quarter. Bounce back to Bickford. Bickford across the half-court stripe. Bickford, couple crossover dribbles between the legs, down to 20 on the clock. To the corner, Ellison. Ellison's going to drive. Back out Proctor. Deep three. Won't go. Dewey tried to get a hand in there. Loose ball picked up by Nettleton. Down to 8 on the clock. Down to 6. King driving. Down to 3. Ball's tipped back. Whitaker from the free throw line at the buzzer. Short. And that'll do it for the quarter. So the Bombers find themselves trailing 54-36. We'll head to the fourth quarter. We're going to take a break. Bring you the fourth quarter of action. You're listening to Bomber Basketball. Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network.
Joel Clark, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and he can't take it with him. Well, I went to work and found Ray, who's 40 and takes medication to control his high blood pressure.